And it's time now for the press review with Emily Boyle. And Emily, you're starting us off with coverage of Giorgia Meloni's visit to the White House. How has the press been covering that?
Yes, well, let's start with the Italian papers, where it's been on most of the front pages. La Stampa, for example, is reclaiming a British term, a special relationship it has on their front page, highlighting the privileged relationship between Meloni and Trump. The right-leaning paper Libero, has a mission completed on their front page. They explain what they mean in their two-page spread of the story in their paper. They say, quote, Trump accepts invitation to negotiate with EU in Rome with an exceptional Meloni. The article praises the Italian president for having successfully invited Trump to discussions with European leaders on the EU-US trade conflict. Now, the left-leaning paper, Il Fatto Quotidiano, is slightly more critical on their front page. They headline with Trump crowns Meloni, but dismisses her on Kiev. The article talks about a slightly tense moment in discussions where Trump and Meloni did not see eye to eye on Ukraine and military spending. During the meeting, Meloni said that there was an aggressor and an aggressed in the war, which seemed to rattle Trump a little bit. He responded by saying that although Zelensky was not responsible for the war, he was not a great fan of his either. Now, in the States, the New York Times has this headline, Trump welcomes a European leader he likes, Meloni of Italy. The article looks at the similarities between the two leaders and why they might get along. Finally, The Guardian has this article here, focusing as well on their relationship, saying that they speak the same language, despite the slightly awkward moment on Ukraine. It says Meloni has been labelled the Trump whisperer and, quotes, deemed capable of awakening the concealed angels of his nature.
And elsewhere in the US, the arm wrestle between Harvard and the Trump administration continues.
Yes, exactly. Well, AP brings us, Associated Press brings us this latest news here that Trump has once again escalated his battle with Harvard. The president is now threatening to block the university from enrolling international students and has also called to revoke Harvard's tax exemption status. Now, Newsweek had this opinion piece on their website today in response to Trump's latest threats. It's convinced the attacks will fail. It says that President Donald Trump's financial assault on Harvard demonstrates a fundamental disregard for constitutional law. It says that revoking its tax-exempt status on the basis of political expression is, quote, textbook viewpoint discrimination prohibited by the First Amendment. Now, back in Europe, the French paper Libération also has it on their front page, which reads, Trump braque les facs, or Trump has universities in a hold-up. It says that more than six universities could be the target of sanctions if they do not comply with reforms. A number of these universities have already been confronted with large-scale budget cuts. The Guardian is looking at the effects that these budget cuts are having and has this article today. Nearly 300 apply as French university opens US academic scientific asylum. It says that amid the crackdown on research and academia in the US, the French University of Aix-Marseille came up with a program called Safe Place for Science, a sort of scientific refugee status, where they offered 3 years of fundings for about 20 researchers. The university was completely overwhelmed by hundreds of applications from several different American institutions.
Now, Easter is coming up and many are already looking forward to binging on chocolate, but it seems the mood this year has been slightly dampened. What have you found for us?
Well, this article in Le Figaro looks at why chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs are so much more expensive this year than they were last year. It explains that bad cocoa harvests, poor working conditions for cocoa farmers and increasing speculation are behind the rising costs. The Independent even has this article looking beyond chocolate and looking at things that are putting downers on celebration. It says that nearly half of Americans will skip Easter traditions because of higher prices, looking at eggs in particular, which have become increasingly expensive because of inflation and the recent trade wars. Now, Swiss Info says that despite the rising costs, demand is still strong this Easter. 23 million chocolate rabbits have been produced in Switzerland so far.
And finally, the World Press Photo of the Year has been announced. What have you got there?
Well, the winner of the World Press Photo Competition was announced yesterday, and it's quite a haunting picture. This is the winning portrait here of 9-year-old Mahmoud Adjour recovering from his war injuries. The young boy lost both his arms after an Israeli airstrike. The photo was taken by Palestinian photographer Samar Abu Elufo, the New York Times. Two runners-up were also announced. This photograph here of Chinese migrants sheltering from the cold after crossing the US-Mexico border, taken by John Moore. And finally, this photo here in the Amazon and its current water crisis, taken by Mazouk Nolte. The winners were selected among 60,000 photos that were submitted. So I recommend you have a look if you have the time this weekend, because they're pretty stunning.
I certainly will. Thank you very much, Emily Boyle.